It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today in your Wiki Corner brought to you by Nibbleg Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market?
Well, we are continuing our theme week on vice presidents. And today we're talking about Levi Morton. Another guy I'm sure you've never heard of.
No.
But he was our 22nd vice president from 1889 to 1893 under President Benjamin Harrison.
He
also served as the United States ambassador to France, as a U.S. representative from New York, and as the 31st governor of New York. So he's a native New Yorker.
All right.
So he was the son of a Congregational minister and born in Vermont and educated at public schools in Vermont and Massachusetts. He trained for a business career by clerking in stores and working in mercantile establishments in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. After relocating to New York City, he became a successful merchant, cotton broker, and investment banker. Morton was involved in many civic and charitable causes, and in 1883, he was one of the founders of the Metropolitan Opera.
Really?
Yes.
All right, Levi.
He was twice elected to the United States House of Representatives. President James A. Garfield nominated him to be minister to France, and Morton served in Paris from 1881 until 1885. He was very popular in France.
They liked him
over
there?
Very popular. Oh. He helped commercial relations between the two countries run smoothly during his term, and in Paris, on October 24th, 1881, he placed the very first rivet in the construction of the Statue of Liberty, fixing a copper plate onto the statue's big toe. So right there in the big toe, he put the first rivet in the Statue of Liberty.
Isn't she wearing flip-flops? What is she wearing?
I think they're like sandals.
Sandals. So one of those toes, one of those big toes.
Yeah.
Right in there.
Right in there.
All right,
what he did.
Levi.
Yes. The completed statue was formally presented to Ambassador Morton at a ceremony in Paris on July 4th, 1884, where it was also announced that the French government had agreed to pay for its transport to New York.
And that's when Levi breathed a sigh of relief, because you can imagine being, you know, they say, this is what we're giving you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got to get it there yourself.
And you think, how am I going
to? Yeah.
And then they're like, wait a second, Levi.
Yeah.
We got the shipping covered.
We got you.
You're good.
We got you. Yeah.
Perfect.
It was shipped overseas in crates and assembled on the completed pedestal on what was then called Bedloe's Island. The statue's completion was marked by New York's first ticker tape parade and a dedication ceremony presided over by then-President Grover Cleveland.
Very nice.
At the 1888 Republican National Convention, Republicans nominated Benjamin Harrison for president, and Morton was chosen as his running mate. In the general election, they lost the popular vote but won the Electoral College. Harrison and Morton took office on March 4th, 1889, and served until March 4th, 1893. Harrison's wife, Caroline, was frequently ill during his administration, and she ended up dying in 1892. As Second Lady of the United States, Morton's wife, Anna, frequently served as Harrison's hostess and performed the duties of the First Lady.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
As Vice President, Morton presided over the U.S. Senate. He was not close to Harrison personally, and Harrison did not often consult with him on political matters. Mm. Vice President Morton was best known for his conflict resolution in the Senate. As the presiding officer, he was dedicated to working out problems and forging compromise, even when it meant acting against the wishes of his own party. Although he was well regarded in the Senate and willing to accept a second term as vice president, Harrison decided to choose a new vice presidential candidate for his unsuccessful reelection attempt in 1892.
Mm.
In 1894, Morton was elected governor of New York and served one two-year term. And during his time as governor, he was instrumental in creating Greater New York City, merging New York City and Brooklyn to create the Greater New York City area.
So he put that together, huh?
He did. After he completed his term as governor, he returned to his business career and management of his investments. He became ill during the winter of 1919 to 1920, and he died in Rhinebeck, New York, on May 16th, 1920, which happened to be his 96th birthday.
Oh, wow. 96.
So he died on his birthday. And at the age of 96, Morton was the longest living vice president of the United States.
Yeah. Well, 96. What year is that? 96 in
1920.
Okay, 1920. So that's
a good long life.
It's a good long life, for
sure.
You picked out a record to go along with Levi Morton, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, well, since he was so instrumental in creating Greater New York City, we're going to play New York, New York. A heck of a town.
It is.
By Mel Torme.
Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, Mel Torme, New York, New York, a heck of a town. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Levi Morton as part of our theme on Vice Presidents,
yes.
And he helped create greater New York City.
He sure did. Yeah. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Week Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. As ambassador to France, Levi Morton placed the first rivet in the construction of the Statue of Liberty.
He was one of the founders of the Metropolitan Opera.
And when he died on his 96th birthday, he was the longest living vice president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is the longest living vice president if he was then? Is there somebody else who's lived longer?
Died at the age of 98.
Oh.
In 1964. So okay. He was the longest lived from 1920 to 1964.
Quite some time. Quite some time. Folks want to learn more about Levi. I knew, of course, who wouldn't? Who was to learn more about Levi Morton? Where do they go? What do they do, Sarah?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. Plus, we stream this live with the visuals. You can see the handsome man on our Facebook stream every day at 4:10. Yes. Mm. Well, there's some where he has facial hair and he doesn't. And boy, does he look different.
Yeah.
Boy, does those hairy jowls look different. Plus, you can catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube. Search out Sarah's Wiki Corner.
People don't grow their facial hair in that shape anymore.
Oh, some people do.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you? I think you should try it.
I don't think I can.
Why not?
I guess I don't think you've got to be really.
You could try it. I think you should try it.
You think so? Just grow it out right here?
Yeah, and then just shave the chin, right?
Shave the chin. That's what you're supposed to. That's what you do.
I dare you.
It'll come back around sometime. There's just, no. It's just not my thing.
Okay.
Did I mention the part about YouTube? It's up there. Search Sarah's Wiki Corner. It's made possible by Niblack Foods to the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Wonderful. Sarah, come back tomorrow, please.
Absolutely.
Don't leave us hanging with just two of our vice presidents. We need three more.
Oh, you will get them.
4:10 tomorrow, right here and on Facebook. Brian Adams, Dire Straits, much more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.